1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin.
CBS News Brief. New York Judge Juan Marchand is expected to decide today whether to scrap President-elect Donald Trump's conviction in his hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Either way he goes, the one thing we know for sure is that Donald Trump and his team take any ruling up to a higher court.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries tells CBS Mornings his party will serve as a check on the incoming administration.
We have problems that we have to solve. We've got to make sure, of course, that we fix our broken immigration system and we secure the border. We have to make sure that we lower costs and grow the middle class. And we've got to work together.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby's resigning after an investigation found he failed to inform police about abuse at Christian summer camps. The BBC's Harry Farley.
He says in the statement, "The last few days have renewed my long felt and profound sense of shame at the historic safeguarding failures of the Church of England."
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Pollsters were close this election season. Here's Stuart J. Wattles with the story.
They didn't miss it by much. Those that run the Marquette Law School poll are reporting a margin of error of 1.9 points for the 2024 presidential race. The pollsters were closer in the Senate race, off 1.1 point. A statement says the performance is consistent with the poll's long-term average error of 2 points.
Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments on Wisconsin's abortion law. It was put into effect in 1849 and outlaws feticide. When Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, Wisconsin effectively reverted back to that law. But last year, a Dane County judge ruled based on that wording that only applied to feticide, meaning when someone hurts the mother and a fetus dies. That judge said it does not apply to consensual abortion. That ruling made Planned Parenthood staff resume abortion care in some Wisconsin locations. Attorney General Josh Call said that's the ruling medical providers are operating under right now, and he wants further guidance from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. With the cold weather coming, be sure your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm this winter. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure your carbon monoxide detectors are functioning properly could save your life. The Lincoln High School Theater Department presents 12 Angry Jurors this weekend. Shows are November 15th and 16th at 7:30 and on Sunday at 2 at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of South Windham's Counties, Terry Johns.
You are unplugging everything today.
Yeah, it's one of those days. That's
like
how we're going to make
it. Tasmanian devil around here.
Well, I went to school for a lot of these things, and I learned real quickly that that's how you fix things. You unplug and plug it back in. That's it. That's all I got to do. God, I wish that was it. It is such a good feeling. How great is that feeling, though, everybody? And there's no word for this, that when you got a tech problem, and like, oh God, of all days, why now? And all that. And you unplug and plug it back in and it works. Like, you feel like a genius. You feel like, oh, you're walking a little straight. Yeah, I figured that out. I didn't need tech support. I got it. I don't know what they pay those people for. I've got this.
Yeah.
And then 5 seconds later, you're begging tech support, please. Uh-huh. Hey guys, how you doing? Oh man, you guys are awesome. We got fun things lined up in this 9 o'clock hour we're going to get into. Some local things we want to touch on, including some cool stuff happening right here at WFHR. A little bit later in the hour, 5 things to make your kids a little more resilient. We'll get into that. We got some other fun topics for you as well, but we kick things off with some entertainment news. And Yellowstone's second half of its final season, season 5, has premiered Sunday night. Did not watch it, but I'm going to try to talk about this without spoiling anything.
There's nothing you can talk about. I watched it.
One thing that I can say, fans of the show like yourself know that Kevin Costner has left the show. So they addressed that on this week's episode. And Kevin Costner found out, but sort of. He was on a podcast, the Michael Smarches program. I don't know what this program is. I'm sorry. He was on that program, and they asked him about it. Hey, what did you think? And he said, quote, I didn't know it was actually airing last night, so no, I found out about it this morning, actually. That's a lie.
Yeah, come on.
Literally, it is a lie, because as an actor, you have to know these things, because there are royalties, there are other things. If his agent didn't know, or if he didn't know, he has bad representation. Like, that is not possible.
But aside from that, you are not part of a show like that for 5.5 seasons and not know when the next... Okay, Sunday, it was. I was looking to see where I could watch it. Because it used to only be on Paramount Plus. So we use Hulu Live.
Mm-hmm.
I could have watched it literally at 7 p.m. on Sunday on 9 different channels. That's how many channels it was airing on at once.
Yeah, that's how big that show. This is what I was saying before about a big show.
But BS.
Absolutely. And he said that he may not watch it because he wasn't too happy with what happened. So what are you doing? he had mentioned that maybe it heard about it that morning or something. I don't know, but it is an opportunity for him to get his name attached to this show again, which is the best thing his name has been attached to in quite some time, as we've seen with his most recent movie that bombed horribly.
Wow.
And he's fighting right now to get his name relevant again, because he wants the second half of this movie of his, Horizon, to be released in theaters, but it's not happening. That is not going to be released in theaters. If it is, Kevin used every last favor he has, because he put a lot of his own money into this movie and bet on himself, and it didn't work out. And it hasn't worked out any time he's ever done this. And he keeps getting second and third and fourth chances. And I keep reminding everybody, whatever you think of him as, I don't think he's a talented actor, but maybe you do out there. Okay, that's fine. Do you think he's talented enough to be the biggest jerk on set? Because he's not. There's nobody that is.
I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you just figure it out and suck it up for a half a season? For like 8 episodes?
8 episodes. Like 8 episodes.
And given that it's been, a 6 season run, why? Well, I struggle with why wouldn't you?
When In Living Color was at its peak, it in part was there because of Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey started to get movie roles. And as an actor, okay, I auditioned for this movie. I get the part. Now I've got to put 6 to 8 months aside to film that movie. And I got to block that off on my calendar. Next year, 2025, I'm doing this movie. That means I can't do other projects around that or audition for a movie that might be filmed at that same time or anything like that. But you schedule these things out. Jim Carrey, the Wayans brothers actually told Jim Carrey, hey, I think even, it was Wayans brothers, and Wayans brothers worked with Fox, and they went to Jim Carrey and said, hey, we will let you out of your contract early. We understand. You're blowing up here, man. Go right ahead. Jim Carrey, no. The reason anybody knows my name is this show. I'm sticking around. I will finish out my contract. And he did. George Clooney with ER. George Clooney gets this gigantic break. Almost overnight sensation. Biggest name in the game. ER, same situation. NBC, the executives at ER work together. Hey, George, we're going to let you out of your contract early. No. No, nobody would know my name without ER. I'm not going anywhere. That's what a real human being does. I'm not even talking about acting or talent. I'm just treating people well. What do we tell people in business all the time? You're going to leave a job, give 2 weeks' notice. even though that job doesn't have to give you 2 weeks notice to fire you. But regardless, we do this because it's classy and it's the right thing to do and it's smart business and you want to leave things in a good place and all that. This guy has never had to do that because he's lived in privilege his whole life. And he's never had to be in these situations. And he has completely forgotten what it's like to be a struggling actor and working with others. Every project he does, nobody wants to work with him again. Go ahead and look at his career and look at the people who have worked with Kevin Costner twice. It's a very small list.
Yeah. So, but going back to the show, I'm very curious how he, you know, so they lead into the show with his
departure, what happened to him, right? And everything, yeah.
But then, you know, then they flip back to 6 weeks earlier. Mm. And so, you know, and then these episodes will fill in all of those gaps. But I'm curious about how they're going to fill those gaps without him being present at all, right? Yeah, I don't know. It was good. It was a great start. I mean, people have been waiting a long time, and I think a lot of people have just said, you know, forget it. This has been so long.
It's what happened to The Sopranos?
But it was. It got my attention.
And it speaks to what we were talking about earlier about that the wanting of people to have a show that they can talk about with other people about and everything. This has been that more recent show. This is probably the most recent show that's like that. I would say almost and like what you were saying there with this is where they get, I think, a little bit too much. And overthink these things sometimes, or I don't know, maybe too many egos get involved. There's a lot of factors, but it happened to The Sopranos. It's happening to this. It happens to a lot of shows where you have too much of a hiatus and people's attention spans, we're just having all kinds of callbacks, are not that great. So even if they like a show, like, man, what happened to what's his name? I don't remember.
You know,
like, you know, I don't remember what happened to that guy.
I think it was like Friday night. I did watch the most recent episode from when it ended, because I was like, okay, I better get caught up on this. And then I was watching it and I'm like, oh, I maybe should have watched two or three, because it just wasn't all coming back. But once it started, I was like, oh yeah, that's who that woman is, you know.
I do the same thing. I always watch last season's last episode before the premiere of the new one. I like doing it. It's like a refresher. And if you're looking for new TV, you may have some new interesting stuff here coming up. Jelly Roll is it doesn't have a Grammy yet, but he might be looking at getting an Emmy. He was on the Pat McAfee show the other day and announced that he is not doing a big tour in 2025. He's going to make room for some kind of TV show he is working on.
Oh, boy.
He wouldn't reveal anything about it, so it could mean acting, hosting, could be reality, could be not. Who knows? It could be a couple show, for all we know. His wife is a big part of his celebrity status. It's the first time Jelly won't be headlining a tour since 2020. He'll be doing festivals, including Stagecoach in April, so he's not stopping performing. He's just taking a break from touring. His current tour is going until the end of Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving, the Beautifully Broken tour wraps up. I have no idea what this show might be, but I did reach out to what little sources I have. And what I'm hearing is this could be, many people out there might remember the old variety shows, Sonny and Cher, things like that. The Osbournes actually tried to do something like this and bring it back a while ago, and it didn't do very well. But it sounds like it might be something like that he's working on, almost like a hee-haw kind of thing.
That'd be
where
all right.
It's comedy, variety, a little more of that. I don't know. I'm not saying this is going to happen or anything like that. And I, you know me, guys. Come on. You know I don't have that great of contacts. You know I'm not sitting there texting Marty Scorsese.
I'm surprised that your mom got that much information.
Terry, you're not supposed to say who my contact is.
Sorry. You know, though, when you bring this up, I like his music, and mm-hmm. I'm a fan. But when you were saying it, I was like, oh, but I am not a fan of reality TV. You know, like Big Bro, you know, shows like that.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, don't go down that. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go down that road, because I like him. So for me, that would change my thoughts around him. But the variety show idea, that sounds kind of cool.
It used to be that somebody's doing a Vegas residency, well, their career is going downhill. Nowadays, of course, that's changed. It actually is a rite of passage almost to do a Vegas residency mm-hmm. and everything. Doing the reality TV thing has become that. Has become, okay, my career is at this point where now I got to do reality TV. Yeah. Nobody, very few people do reality TV shows because their career is going so well. So I'm with you on this. But that also makes me feel a little bit positive about this, where his career is going so great right now. I can't imagine why he would do reality TV unless, I guess, you know, you want to. But I hope it's the variety show.
So it's not going to be like that. I don't know, ex-con bachelor or something.
Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah, hopefully nothing like that. Or it's just a show about him trying to get his tattoos removed. It's just Danny DeVito is on the list here of one of the more interesting lists we are going to ever talk about on this show.
It's a short guy list?
Nope, it is the 10 sexiest bald men. According to a scientific study, according to science,
yeah,
a marketing...
Who's the scientist? Mad scientist?
Yes, absolutely. A very mad scientist. A marketing agency used a list of criteria like smiles, smile analytics, shine factor, vocal attractiveness, and media perception to create their ranking. And that last part, that media reception, I think is important with this list. So here are the 10 sexiest bald men of 2024. Vin Diesel, Stanley Tucci... Okay, yeah, good names. French soccer coach Thierry Henry. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name right at all. I have no idea who this gentleman is. I'm showing a picture. Oh. That's a handsome guy.
Yeah, I don't mind bald.
Yeah. Bald is... Hey, everybody, you will know the moment I start losing my hair, because it's all gone.
Then it's gone.
It's all gone. Even if I wanted to do a comb over with this hair, it looked like Bozo the Clown trying to flip it over.
Comb overs are bad.
Well, I'm not doing it anyway, but I agree. I agree 100%.
Just 100%. Be bald.
Just bald. Just go.
And you know what? Into it. 17 hairs are not keeping your head warm.
No, they're not. No. Lean into your inner Kojak, your inner Telly Savalas, your inner Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
just
no comb over.
Samuel L. Jackson. Okay. Danny DeVito comes in at number 6. Terry Crews. Surfer Kelly Slater. I'm not sure who that one is. Is that A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell? No, it's not. It's a different person. That was a bad reference to A.C. Slater. I don't even know why I remembered that. Shaq at number 3. Yeah. The Rock at number 2. I actually thought that was going to be the number 1 guy. But Prince William comes in at number 1.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I have to be honest. I do not mean this to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be funny or insensitive. I mix them up. I do not know which one is which between the brothers. I do it all the time. I don't mean to. I can't help it. I'm not trying to be mean or,
I don't know.
I do it all the time. But yes, that he is the handsome one of the two, I would say. It makes sense. I also know what I'm talking about.
That list, though, it's kind of cool because it's a wide variety of ages and looks. You know what I mean? Like, they don't all just, like, from behind, you wouldn't think they were all... shouldn't generalize, but you know what I mean? Like, if you have 10 bare heads, they don't all look the same.
I like that Danny DeVito's on this list. I like that.
I'm not sure he'd be on my list.
Yeah, probably not. But if you're talking about personalities, you're talking about people you want to hang out with or something, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for just handsomeness of bald men.
Yeah. Mm. We have been really lucky here. Our ownership, our family, really, at Civic Media gave us an opportunity a couple months ago to have the prime time, to have afternoons, the most coveted time in all of radio from 4 to 6. We have your afternoons, and we're able to do some live work with playmakers. We've been having a lot of fun with that. It's been great. But one of the things we are really, really, really looking forward to behind the scenes is kind of, I feel like personally as a program director, I haven't used the talent of my team nearly enough. And it's certainly Seth, Laura, Beth here now, and some of these other things. So working that and trying to find more ways to put these people to excel at their talents and the things they're good at. And one of the things that I wanted to do since the very beginning of bringing Melissa Kay in is giving her more opportunities for interviews, to do some deep dives into topics and things she cares about and she knows the community does. And so there we have Community Stories with Melissa Kay. And this is a show that we talked about. Melissa has worked fine-tuned and worked so hard to get to the point where we are today, where it's premiering, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
I'm so excited about this. Join us at 5 o'clock tonight for Community Stories with Melissa Kay, the premiere episode, episode 1 of many. We are looking forward to this. This will air every Tuesdays. Every Tuesdays, you'll have Community Stories with Melissa Kay from 5 to 6. And then on Thursdays, you'll have Community Stories Junior with Melissa Kay, where she is going to focus on the kids, focus more on our public schools, teachers, all of the above, anything that kind of under that umbrella. She has been working hard at this for months, everybody. She has got a lot of material in the works that are going to be coming out. I believe her premiere episode is going to have to do with our veterans and some interviews with them. I think Mel is one of the the better reporters and the better minds in radio. Being able to give her her own show, giving her this block of time, I cannot wait to see what she does with it. And I'm very excited about the premiere episode today. I know I'll be listening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Congratulations.
Community Stories with Melissa Kay premieres today from 5 to 6, and then we will have Community Stories Junior on Thursday from 5 to 6. Every Tuesday and Thursday, be looking forward to this, everybody. And nice work, Melissa. Real nice work. Now some self-promotion. I'm very
That's not what we've been doing for the last 2 hours.
Now, see, I don't mind promoting other people's stuff, but as far as like mine, like because I'm humbled to be a part of a wonderful production, Hate Mail, that is going to be premiering this Friday and Saturday over at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. It's the little studio right next to the main stage.
Yeah,
go ahead and check this out, everybody. Beth and I are going to be on stage doing this show. If you know Love Letters, or you know the idea of that, basically the concept of that, of two characters sending each other love letters back and forth and everything. This is not that. This is an adult show. This is an adult show.
I love it.
And it is some wonderful, fun, dark humor and everything.
How do I not know about this? When is this?
This Friday and Saturday.
You've been keeping this from me. Usually your script is sitting around.
Yeah, I've got it over here. It's right over here.
Oh, you're hiding it. Stinker. You little stinker.
We have a rehearsal tonight, or this afternoon again, and we've been working on this one. Now, one of the things that I think is fun about this show, and not just for us doing it, but the people out there, this is really what not just my terminology, I'm using a bit of an old 80s terminology here, but guerrilla theater, where it's very stripped down. This is much more about what the actors can give you and pull out of themselves than it is about props or back setting or anything like that. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a few props and some things like that here and there, but for the most part, it's on Beth and I to really bring you this stage and make this come to life. We don't memorize the lines on purpose. We have a good idea of what we're saying, but we don't have them verbatim because it has to sound very, very in the moment and very, what is my emotion right here and right now?
Okay, I'm quite curious. There's a few props. So, like, does Beth get a basket of crap to throw at you?
I mean,
it is hate mail.
I mean, that would be fun. And I have no doubt that she would like that. And I bet you Beth's got a good arm.
That would be
fun. Bet you she's got some good accuracy.
You're like just dodging,
yes,
you know, random
whole
things
show.
Flying
that's,
at
that's
you.
Actually what the whole show is, just me dodging things that Beth is throwing at me. Come and find out if I dodge them all on Hate Mail. It's going to be a great show. We are looking forward to seeing you there at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. And while you are at WRCtheater.org to get your tickets for Hate Mail, why don't you go ahead and get the tickets for White Christmas? It is coming up December 5th, one of the more classic Christmas plays is White Christmas, and you're going to get to see it right here in town. They've got that coming up. We're looking forward to talking to the gang of the show. Got a great cast for that one too, so looking forward to that. And a shout out to Beth's doing double duty here.
Wow.
She's in White Christmas and that, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot
very
of fun.
Cool.
Get your tickets and find out more at WRCtheater.org. Terry and I will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Terry and James hanging out with you. Got an 80s vibe going today.
I was just going to say, yeah. We go from the synthesizer to this?
Yeah, yeah. Just
it shows the great variety of the 80s.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And how well-rounded we 80s kids are.
That part, I won't disagree with that part. I don't know about the music, though. I don't know how well-rounded the music was, but everything had to be moody in the 80s.
That's a good point.
All the hits, all of them.
That is a good point. Moody is a good word.
I don't know what it was, but every song had this kind of theme to it, this kind of vibe to it.
Come on, baby, dry your eyes, wipe your tears.
Why were we so sad? Why were we so moody in the
80s? Oh, Mickey, you're so fun.
There were some like that, yeah. Here's an interesting holiday. Happy National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day. That is on our National Day of Calendar today. How many people? I wanted to go to the phones. We can't.
I don't like anchovies. Don't. Did you ever try them?
I have, because my dad, and I don't know if he still does, but I know my dad was the only person I've ever known in my whole life that liked anchovies. And I know he used to like them, so I tried it once to just kind of, you know, camaraderie with him, and no.
But I think everybody doesn't like them, but nobody's ever tried them.
See, that's the problem I have with anything like that. You got to try it at least.
I never tried them.
At least try it.
And I say I don't like them. So there you go. In my mind, they taste like... I don't even know. They're just really fishy in my mind.
I was a
mind.
Kid, and yes, I didn't like the texture. I didn't like the slimy kind of texture of them or anything.
Do you eat sardines?
No. And I've never had oysters or anything like
that.
You're
gonna jump out of your chair.
Yeah, nah. Slimy food, nah. Got no interest, nah.
All right.
So if you like all pizza toppings except fish, today's your day. In related news, has anyone tried this recipe, and is it actually good? Because this has been blowing up on social media. There is a video on how to make an upside-down pizza in a cast iron skillet. It's pretty simple. Just make pizza in reverse. Start with any meat toppings, then veggies, cheese, pizza sauce. Put the pizza crust dough on top and bake it at 400 for around 40 minutes. Whoa. And you'll need a big cutting board to help you flip it. The end result in the video looks pretty good. And I believe I have this one here. Yeah, here it is. So I'm just kind of showing Terry the video here a little bit and everything. And it is a pretty small. Is that a normal size skillet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, so here's my here's my gut reaction before we even watch the video. It just sounds like a mess.
It does sound like a mess. It sounds like a lot to do just to have, hey, and we got an upside down pizza.
And I flipped this over myself.
It feels like a lot to do for little.
Yeah, pass. I don't know.
And I'm all for trying new things and trying to reinvent the wheel a little bit if we can. But pizza's great as it is.
I'm kind of all for if it already works in the kitchen, you don't need to do it different.
Plus, isn't this just like a half a
casserole?
Calzone?
Isn't it's a calzone. Casserole? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a casserole. Yeah, yeah. I mean, either or. Like.
Did you see him trying to flip that? Okay, nope. I'm sticking with regular pizza.
This was the best video he could take, and he still struggled with it. Like, he did this a couple times.
How many of those do you think he's missed?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's a cast iron pan that he was using, so then it's like, you know, the heat and the heaviness. But that was, honestly... Mm. That was just a deep dish pizza is all that was.
Yes,
right?
Yes, like, and maybe that's part of my problem.
I would just make it the right way. I'll pass.
I cannot stand deep dish pizza. That is soup. That is not pizza. That is soup. That is not pizza. You will never get me. I will die on this hill.
Any kind of pizza. Mm. And I will eat almost all toppings, except I will have to say I like red sauce.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do the whole chicken Alfredo pizza.
Yeah. I've actually had relatives in my family tell me that I lose Italian points because I'm not an Alfredo guy, but I don't like white sauces. I'm not big on it.
My one exception, though, is Domino's has a Philly cheesesteak pizza.
Oh, that is
so good. My parents love that. But otherwise, I'll eat, all toppings except pepperoni. Isn't that weird?
Really?
I don't like pepperoni.
Oh, it's my favorite. I love pepperoni. Oh, I love pepperoni. I will eat a pepperoni sandwich. I will just
My kids will just eat pepperoni, snack on pepperoni.
Yes, same here.
And that's fine. And I like, you know, it's funny. I like sausage. I like salami. I just don't like pepperoni.
You know, now that you say that, my dad is almost the same exact way.
Well, he's a good guy. Smart.
But he likes anchovies.
Intelligent. I could get on the anchovy wagon. I mean, something to be said. Keep your options open. Keep your pals close.
Terry and I are going to take a break, get to our local news and sports, take care of our great partners. When we come back, got five things you can do to make your kids more resilient. Can be a fun one, could be an interesting one. We've also got, should you be allowed to use sick days to take care of your sick pet? Interesting one. We will get into that coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Port Edwards Fire Department is joining forces with the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department and Saratoga First Responders to help area families this coming holiday season. They're putting together Christmas dinner baskets for families in need. If you know of someone who could use a holiday meal basket, you can reach out to any of the organizations involved and let them know. If you'd like to donate, you can drop off cash donations at Wisconsin Rapids Fire Station 1 before December 1st. Have you ever heard of cuckoo rods? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. CocoRons is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now, NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it. All of us. Me, them. Together.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Join David Farnborough on Realty Radio on WFHR for the latest insights on housing market shifts and strategies to overcome today's challenges. As a dedicated realtor serving central Wisconsin, David blends traditional service with modern technology to enhance your experience. Discover the essence of fair housing from someone genuinely committed to helping you reach your real estate goals. Tune in. Empower yourself with expert real estate knowledge. Tune in to WFHR every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 for Realty Radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get to some good stories of the day a little bit later, touch on our schedule, and talk some United Way before we wrap up. But for right now, we have got an interesting list right here. Parenting is difficult, and you want to make sure your kids don't get hurt. You want to take good care of them, but you also want to make sure that they are strong and prepared for the world ahead and all this. There is no necessarily blueprint for parenting. Every child is different, so there's a lot of different factors in there. And according to a pediatrician, do what you can to foster a, quote, really healthy resilience. This is one of the main things that they kind of instill in to be able to pull this off. And here are five things you could do to raise your kids to be more resilient. My kids are in their mid-20s, so I'm glad I'm getting this list now.
Well, and it would be unfair if all of a sudden there was a manual.
I mean, right, right.
That's... The struggle so is real. Yeah. Like, everybody gets a turn.
Like, all of a sudden, like tomorrow and everything, and it turns out that, you know, we have this perfect parenting book, and it goes out like that. Yeah, that ain't right.
All story. Of us with yeah. adult children are like destroying
You're
the
so
books,
right?
Right
about that. Number one on here: don't be afraid to let your kids fail. There's a lot you can learn from failure. It's not about if you fall, it's about how you get back up.
You know, that one is tough though.
Oh my God.
Especially when you see it coming.
Whew. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like that's really hard.
From them trying to walk, from them trying to ride a bike, from them trying to just accomplish anything as a mid-adult to an adult. It doesn't get easier too to anybody with younger kids. Your kids in your 20s. My daughter had a book reading she did. And not a ton of people, like some people showed up, but not as many people as I would have liked them to, like a packed house or anything like that. And Bree handled this like a champ. She was so thankful to the people that did and everything. I see this and hear this, and I'm getting like angry, like, why didn't people show up? Where were they? What's going on? You get so protective of these things when that was good for her. She learned from that. She grew from that. We're made from the hard days. Like it's just the dirty secret of life. Like we are made from the hard days. Look at people who have been handed everything in life. They are so overly privileged they don't even realize it. And how resilient are they really?
I agree. Like, but the process of watching it happen parent is really difficult.
I'd rather watch Ishtar.
If you say you haven't experienced that, you should be maybe paying a little more attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's always easier from the outside looking in, but it's hard.
Yeah. Number two, allow your kid to worry. Shutting them down by saying "don't worry about it" can do more harm than good. Dear man, that's another tough one. I don't know which is tough.
But I think it's how we frame conversations too, right?
Yes.
Like, what's bothering you? What's worrying you? You know, how can I help? Versus just saying, "oh, don't worry about it."
Yeah, yeah.
Acknowledging that what they're feeling is legit.
I think one of the things that we want to do, not just as parents, but as partners in life, whether we're talking romantically or just friends or even work colleagues, we want to solve things. Somebody comes to us with a problem, we want to solve it. For whatever the reasons, we want to help. And especially with our kids, we want to. Where actually, this is one of those times, being a listener is the key. Listen. Most of the time, whatever age your child is, especially as they get older, they're not coming to you for advice. If they are, they'll ask specifically for advice. Most of the time, they're asking you to listen. They just need a sounding board. In fact, most of the time in life, people just need that. Very seldom are people coming to you, "Dear God, I don't know what to do with my life. Here's all my problems. Fix them." It's usually, "My God, I have all these problems. Can I just vent for a second? Can I just talk?" And that's all they need.
Absolutely.
You know, and sure enough, most people watch their shoulders after they're done venting.
But you do know that person. I shouldn't laugh. But you do know that person that wants you to.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. I know that person. You're so right about that. Number three, help them imagine the worst and best case scenarios. Help them imagine the worst and best case scenarios is a good way. In a good way, I think is what they mean.
Yeah, so right.
It's never as bad as you think, and it could always be better.
Yeah. So and that's maybe just those probing questions, right?
Yes.
Like not having all the answers. I think you can get things out of people mm-hmm. by the questions you ask, mm-hmm. and you can still get your point across or plant, put ideas forth, but not actually say, "Here's what you should do," yeah. or "Here's how yeah. you should handle this."
Yeah.
So by giving helping them identify a worst case scenario and a best case scenario, likely they're going to land in the middle somewhere, right?
Right.
So that's, I kind of like that one.
I like that one, and I like the idea that to me, that gives you an opportunity, not only for yourself, but for the person that you're saying this to or trying to help or whatever, to do one of the best friends you could have in life, perspective. The perspective goes so far mm-hmm. in life, and you get a little of that from something like that. Teach them how to value their own personal growth and devaluating external validation. Measure their performance based on their own expectations, not by what someone else might think.
I think that's even harder than when we were kids because
yes.
of the stupid phones.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
honestly, because it's just like instant information all the time and it's in your face. So that's a tough one.
And there's this idea, and I don't believe that there are many people out there. I actually believe that this is close to 96-97% of the population out there has experienced this, where you're comparing your life to your classmates.
I think everyone does that at some point. Right.
You know, and I think as parents, it's on us to not do that to our kids. To not, little Billy is having a great life.
Certainly don't feed it.
Yeah, not doing that.
Okay, I'm not trying to squirrel, but do you see the sun shining?
It's beautiful. There's a beautiful sunshine out there, everybody. Check that out. You can use your eyes and use your ears to listen to us. Focus on the process, not the outcome. It's not about who wins or loses, but who has the most fun getting there. It is about the journey, not the destination.
That's really hard. Sorry, that's hard for me.
Well, this is all hard. Because, again, we want our kids to be tough. We want them to be strong and be able to handle the world. But we also don't want to, necessarily have them go through the things they have to be that way. and we all get it. A lot of us went through it ourselves.
And that's what we sometimes forget,
yeah.
right? Like there are some hard knocks. That's just how... Just how it works.
I remember the whether it was the first boxing match I had or it was the first time I was on stage, my dad wasn't really looking up and wasn't really watching. And I thought he was ashamed of me. I thought he didn't like what I was doing. And it wasn't until years later talking to him and everything. He's like, I was so nervous. I was so scared for you. I didn't want to, he had no doubt that I would succeed. He had no worries about that. But the off chance that I might not, he was afraid. And it almost seemed like he felt like if by him watching, it might do something like that. Like,
I mean, I thought maybe he was picking the pepperoni off his pizza.
It might have been that.
Okay,
been
but that. You know what? I've experienced that same thing with my kids. Like, there's something with whatever, a parent and a kid or mom and a daughter, or whatever. But it's like, they're emotional and they're at a tipping point. And so there were plenty of times with one of my daughters that I would avoid eye contact because I knew if she looked at me, she'd start crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she saw me looking
mm-hmm.
at her. So it was better for me to be, I was still 100% present, but it's like I had to be looking away because if our eyes connected, I knew that she would fall apart and I didn't want that to, you don't want that to happen.
Oh, is this good? I actually forgot. I did one of these in Isabel's wedding. I'm there and where I was standing, I could see her perfectly. And while she's up there and as the preacher is giving the service and everything, right, she's up there for like a minute or two and she looks directly at me in the crowd. And the look on her face of, I don't know if I should run or do I finish this through? Like there was a million things going through her head. And all I wanted to do was just go up there and
hug her.
Yeah. I didn't, of course, but thank God. oh my God, I never lived that down. Poor thing. But every instinct in me made me want to do that and everything. But those are those moments. You got to let them fly. You got to let them do their thing. And keep in mind, too, another part of this that I wish was kind of in here that isn't. One of the keys of, I think, parenting is parents supporting parents. Most parents, especially if it's a good parent, they say plenty in their head that you don't need to. Like, you don't need to necessarily take any shots at them. They're doing it in their own head. It's much better to be a supporting person and to be supporting and to support each other, to share information, to be able to just do what we can. All these kids, whether they're your kid or not, if you're an adult, it's on you to help raise that kid.
Well, I believe that's my opinion. You know, whether it's your spouse or the parent of the child or just a good close friend, you know, good girl that you can go through some of this stuff with, someone that you trust, because it does make a difference when you have somebody, you know, like you said, you're already beating yourself up. It's nice when you have somebody to just back you up and sound things off of. So, you know, if you're listening out there and you have different thoughts, give us a call. Just kidding. You can't.
We are working on those phone lines, everybody.
Well, because, I mean, we do know all of it.
Oh, yeah. We do know everything. So I guess they wouldn't really have a whole lot of feedback other than thank yous. We're missing out on yous.
Good point. Dang.
There are so many. I can actually feel the eyes rolling out there.
Good. Means we have their attention.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning show here at WFHR.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day.
Welcome back to the show. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, and we got to get into our schedule in a moment and plenty more of our day ahead. But I want to get into this one with you, Terry, before we wrap up. I don't know what to do with this story. A 77-year-old slice of cake from Queen Elizabeth II's wedding to Prince Philip was auctioned for $2,800.
That's it?
I guess, yeah, when you put it that way. Yeah,
I would have expected you to say like some absolutely ridiculous number.
Yeah. The slice of cake was packaged in a box bearing then Princess Elizabeth's silver insignia and included a printed letter from the bride and decorative dolly. Doily.
Yep. So I feel like those things, like the seal and the letter, mm-hmm. would be obviously have greater worth than the piece of cake. I just think about all all the crazy things that people spend money on, I figured it would have been more than that.
That's just it. The crazy things people spend money on. If it's not Michael Jackson buying the Elephant Man's bones or things like that, I
what
sit
about
there,
like 7-inch French fries?
What are you doing? Like, there's got to be better things. Like, there's got to be. even if you're just talking about wasting your money, like, there's got to be better things. Like, what are you going to do with this? All right, I've got this cake. Now what?
I mean,
you can't display it. You can't. I mean, what are you going to do with it?
Sure, you can. You can have a glass front freezer.
I guess.
Case.
Yeah. If you got the kind of money to buy a slice of old cake, okay. I suppose you got the money to buy a humidifier. Or
obviously,
whatever.
It's been in a freezer this whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, I'm just looking at the phone line. Button's going crazy over there. Anyway, yeah. Would you taste it? I might thaw it out and taste it.
It's
sure to be freezer burnt, but maybe not.
I will say this. I'm probably going to. I don't know if I'm going to tell anybody I did, though.
I'll
be honest. I'm probably going to, yeah.
Really? Why wouldn't you make a video?
Nowadays, I guess
I totally would not make a video.
But the curiosity, I'm with you. The curiosity.
But I'm not going to lie. It's a piece of wedding cake
God.
Whether you like them or not, it's still it's a big deal wedding, right?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm quite curious about the letter.
Yes.
Like the love letter. Like, you could frame that. I mean, there's things you could really do. I'm not ponying up $2,000 of my money for this, but I don't think it's ridiculous as some of the other things
that
I've heard.
Right. Yeah. I completely agree.
And I would just chuck the cake. But I would want to see it. I'd be curious about it. I mean, I'm sure you can find a picture of what the cake actually looked like, but I would just be curious.
It was part, the slice of cake was part of a 500-pound baked dessert served at the November 20th, 1947 wedding and was auctioned for, again, to $2,831. I don't know about that story. I can think of something better to do with that money, and that would be, I don't know, helping a nonprofit, possibly the United Way. Terry, I want to go right into United Way talk.
There we go. Okay, well, if you do have 2,800 and whatever change sitting around, don't buy a piece of old cake.
No.
Donate it to your community.
Yeah.
So we are actually in the throes of our United Way campaign right now. Our goal is, you know, to be pretty well wrapped up, hopefully by the end of next week. But the reality is that's just not how it always goes. We typically are fundraising through the end of the year. But to qualify for our sweepstakes, you do need to make a donation to our local United Way by 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd. This qualifies you for one of five $1,000 cash prizes, which is just a super fun extra layer to the campaign. It's a way, you know, it's an incentive, and some people honestly really need that and desire that, and some people don't really care. But it is just another way to attract donors. So those $1,000 cash prizes are sponsored by Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Memorial Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So they each give us $1,000 we can use for the drawing.
That's really cool.
Yeah. If you give $1 a week, you qualify for our sweepstakes. And the important part about this is everyone's $1 a week or $10 a week or whatever it is, $2,800 you forego the cake and donate to the community. all of those dollars get, you know, put together to impact programs. So there's 30 local programs that United Way helps to fund, 10 local initiatives that are led by United Way that are impacting the lives of those who really need it the most. And and when I say that, you know, I'm talking about what we call the ALICE population, underemployed in our community, working hard, struggling to make ends meet, paycheck to paycheck. You can label it however you want, but it's, you know, basically take a look around. You have friends, family, and neighbors who need a hand up and who are struggling, and United Way is that hand up. Any donation you make stays in the community that you choose, and so, you know, that's an important piece too. No amount of your donation leaves the community. It all stays here, and it's all having a great lasting impact on human service needs for the people that we care about.
It is a hand up so people can stand up. Absolutely. And that's that is such a key part of what we're talking about and what the United Way does, and a key part of what you're doing in benefiting and helping the United Way and investing in the United Way. Whether it is your time or your dollars and cents, we greatly appreciate it. It is go time with our United Way. I encourage you to find out more and be a part of the campaign and get in on these sweepstakes while you can.
Yeah, super fun.
Got a little bit of time left for that. Go to uwswac.org to find out more about that, and be sure to follow them on social media. And again, to anybody out there that might be interested in the Volunteer Reception Center training. There's still a little time, maybe, if you want to get in on this, going from 5 to 7 tomorrow over at McMillan Library.
Yeah, and we need you to give us a call today, because we do need a head count for that. We just want to make sure we're prepared with materials so everybody who comes can get the most out of it. So if you're interested, you need to give Ben a call at 715-421-0390.
And thank you so much, Terry. Appreciate the time today and our good friends over at the United Way. I want to remind everybody of our schedule for today. In part one, we're speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to Lacey being in today. I believe we're going to have somebody from the Leadership Council in with us as well. And in part two at 4:30 today, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough. We're going to be talking with him, talking a little bit about some of the interesting things in our real estate market and to see where that goes. And then, of course, we've got some great stuff going on tonight at 7:05. It's the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badgers having a nice season so far. Hear from Coach and what he's got to say about that. And after that, before that, you've got Community Stories with Melissa Kay.
Don't tell them the wrong time.
I know, I'm sorry. 5 to 6. 5 to 6. I didn't have it on my sports schedule. 5 to 6 today, Community Stories with Melissa Kay. Check out the premiere episode, everybody, and every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6. We'll meet you right here. It's going to be a great show.
But to that point, if for some odd chance you miss it, you can call it back up.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
I mean, that's important to know, too, right?
Absolutely.
If you have something else cooking, you can still catch Melissa, because these are great stories. So, you know, hop on, hear what she has to say.
CivicMedia.us is where you can catch all of our podcasts. Everybody, be sure to head on over there. In recognition of Veterans Day, EAA Chapter 706 of Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a screening of Honor in the Air, the story of decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot and Wisconsin native Scott Alwyn. That'll be going on tomorrow, November 13th at 7 o'clock. The screening, which is free and open to the public, will be held at the large community hangar at the Wisconsin Rapids Airport.
That's really cool.
It's a pretty cool place to see a movie, yeah. And a great movie, a great one to take in. Not only going to be entertaining, but I believe a documentary that every person should see, and certainly every Wisconsinite should definitely
Very
see.
Cool.
Again, that is going on tomorrow at our Wisconsin Rapids Airport. It'll be happening starting at 7. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. And tomorrow is, of course, American Heroes Cafe from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. All the veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Spread the word about this one, everybody. Make sure they get a good turnout. And a big, big thank you to the volunteers, the people that help out with this event. And make sure that all of our vets and our police officers, our firefighters, get somewhere to go and some camaraderie. A chance to be able to share stories and talk
awesome.
And everything. You know, it's the only place really like that that we have. It's pretty cool. And appreciate everybody doing that. Also want to remind everybody that we have a blood drive coming up. It is going to be going on Thursday, 10 to 3, over at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue. Yes, Thursday. That'll be taking place. Be sure to go ahead and head on over there and donate if you can, everybody. And next Monday, next Tuesday, November 19th, 10 to 3.
We are having a heck of a time with the calendar today.
The above blood drive. I just need it right in front of me. That's what it is.
Both of us, though. It's just like, what is going
it's
on?
One of those things. Yeah, time is a flat circle. That's what we're finding out. And I wanted to, of course, mention some other good stories. We got some good stories of the day going on throughout our world. Like someone in Florida saw a possum spinning around in circles for hours and thought he was injured, but a wildlife rescue place took him in and realized he just had a really bad ear infection. It was basically vertigo that the possum was going through. So they gave him some antibiotics, and he's doing much better. He's not running around now. I got to see that video. And here's something. An 88-year-old guy in Greece ran the Athens Marathon on Sunday and improved on his time from last year. He finished in a respectable 6 hours and 31 minutes.
88?
At 88, he did this and finished. His message to people is anything's possible if you just want it enough.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, right.
Lazy? Super lazy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I got to say, a little bit. I work out a couple times a week, and I don't even think I can do that.
I don't like running, though. But that's just an excuse. But if you think 88?
That's impressive.
Dang.
That is very impressive, sir. Firefighters near Fort Worth, Texas, pulled a two-year-old kid from a burning building on Sunday, and there is chest cam footage of the whole thing. He was trapped on the second floor of an apartment complex, and they had to go through a window. His mom got emotional talking about it. She said firefighters don't get enough credit for what they do, and I agree with her, which is part of why we're talking about this.
Yeah, because, you know, they call this one story got called out, but this is seriously a day in the life.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is what they do all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And we are good so appreciative to every single one of them, especially our local firefighters, and, of course, our EMTs, our police officers, our deputies, our everybody out there. Be safe. Thank you for the work that you do. We appreciate every single one of you. And one more time, I want to remind everybody that the United Way sweepstakes are going on right now. You got about a week left to get in on this. So if you donate even at just a dollar a week, you can get in on these sweepstakes, Terry.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to impact your community.
Yeah, get in on that, everybody. And as we were talking about in the beginning of our show, keep in mind the United Way has a lot of opportunity to help you find volunteer opportunities. Call 211, reach out to them, find out ways that you can do this. Ben is also a real good resource where he can work with you on finding what fits your skill set or your likes or what have you to put you to good work in our community.
Absolutely. And if you have any need at all, you know, you feel free to give us a call at 211 and we will connect you with community resources as appropriate to that need. Mm.
Melissa and I will be hanging out tomorrow. We look forward to meeting you guys back here. Everybody, have a good day out there. Terry, have a great day. Good show today.
You too.
Be good to each other out there, everybody. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at 97.5 FM 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio. The call letters will get it right.
Radio. We're ladles.
We're ladles. That's what we are. We're ladles.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.